This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, Jim Ryan, to tell us the latest about, Jim, the scam that I think has been going on for months now, but is spreading across the country like wildfire.
Smishing. Smishing, of course, is what we're talking about here. So you get a text message, Susan, from the New York State Thruway Authority, and it says, hey, Susan, you owe some tolls. Go ahead and click below here to pay those tolls so you don't have added fees, late fees, and so you don't lose your driver's license. There's always that little hint of a threat that goes with it, right? So you click on it, you provide them, a form opens up, you put your name, your address, your phone number, your credit card information, the security code, and then click send to send off this payment and be done with this toll fee. Well, it's a scam, and you've just given your credit card information to a scammer who's going to make good use of that, purchasing all sorts of things, who knows where and who knows how much. So just watch out. It's something that's growing. It's getting worse and worse. The scammers who are doing this, they purchase or they get a hold of various domain names like paytollbytext.com or paytollmit.vip, something like that, and then start texting using that. They customize it to the region. So in Buffalo, you might get the New York State Thruway Authority. Here in Dallas, we'd get the North Texas Tollway, whatever it is. And it's very, very believable.
You know, I've gotten it several times. I've never fallen for it. But when I got it, I thought it was kind of like a local scam. Now hearing you talk about it, it's crazy that it's that
big. It's all over the country. Yeah. We have so many toll roads here. Dallas is the number one place for this smishing scam, according to McAfee, which does cybersecurity, followed by Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Orlando. And those places all have very extensive tollway systems and people who are using those tollways and are paying tolls on those tollways and might be subject to getting this kind of text message. So you just got to be very careful. And by the way, it's not just toll fees that they're trying to get. It might say something like your cell bill, you know, your AT&T or your Verizon or your whatever, your Sprint phone bill is late. Go ahead and click here so we can get it paid. You just have to be very, very cautious with any text that comes from somebody you're not recognizing.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jim, thank you for the update. All Jim right. Ryan joining us live here. Just again, those toll messages, watch out. Don't just answer them just because.